Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Creepy little Esther, stupid little Esther, she's in California, she's become a weird adult.
Texting, 1, 2, 3, texting, 1, 2, 3. Hello, and welcome to Weird Adults Podcast. Coffee day one. Carlos is here. He's a guest co-host. He's not a guest. Welcome.
We've been through this. I'm fine. I'm just someone that's here with you.
We got to get right to it.
What's in and out?
Yeah.
What's in, what's out?
Yeah. First of all, we have a Kate Upton update.
Oh, yeah. What is this? What's the update?
She said that it makes her feel like shit. Let me rephrase. She felt like shit about herself for a month after her Sports Illustrated cover.
Why?
Because people...
She's the most beautiful girl ever.
Well, Carlos.
Esther, she's a professional model. Don't be jealous of that.
She said that people came up to her and, like, would meet her. Every guy she met was married or about to be married, and she felt like people were treating her like she was a toy. And she didn't feel good. And that she was wearing a cross. And, like, someone at the photo shoot was like, you shouldn't be wearing a cross. You're not religious. And she felt like shit.
Well, you know, she's out there in the public eye, and she's going to get treated like shit sometimes.
But here's the thing. What is she supposed to do? Because you could say...
Suck it up.
No, because people could argue, hey, Kate Upton, yeah, that's too bad. You put your titties out there for the world to see. That stuff is going to happen. Men are going to treat you like you're a toy and a dumb blonde. But does that have to be?
People are going to treat you like a toy if you look like a toy on billboards in Times Square. Okay? Like, that's just going to be the case.
I don't understand the
problem.
What
would you say to her?
I would say, what's wrong with being treated like a toy?
Oh.
Toys are fun.
Toys are us. We're toys.
Toys are us kids. So, yeah, Toys R Us babies.
That's funny.
So, that's just surprising to me.
That's just the advice you would give her. What's wrong with being treated like a toy? Then you'd walk away. That was no help at all.
I just feel like we needed a Kate Upton update.
No,
we got
thank
it.
You. Thanks.
Should we call them Kate Updates?
Damn it. Yeah, it's good. I just wish I came up with that.
Also, Hot Chick of the Week. We have a new thing called Hot Chick of the Week. It's a hot girl on Instagram. This week's is, it's kind of dedicated to you, Carlos.
Really? Why?
It's someone that you and I talk about. And it's Tess Taylor. And her Instagram is T-E-S-S and then Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, but with three R's.
Nice. That's always good.
She's hot. She was hotter. She's getting kind of weird. She got a lot of tattoos, which kind of freaks me out. And she doesn't post, like, the most sexy pics, but she's really sexy. She was also Cyber Girl of the Year.
That's like the easy one to get on Playboy.
It is the easy one. Cyber Girl of the Year.
It's like, I don't even think they go to like Playboy studios or anything to photograph.
They
it's
get
like,
barely anything.
Yeah, I don't even think they make barely any money doing it. And no one gets famous from it.
Yeah, it sucks because she could have been, well, she's it's a little funny. Too edgy to be a Playmate, but it's funny. She was Cyber Girl of the Year.
She's not skinny enough, right?
She's so skinny.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So skinny. She's okay, like almost too skinny. You fucking jerk.
Stop. Don't say the F
word. Sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
Wait, question. Have you still not seen Bling Ring?
I don't want to talk about this. I haven't seen Bling Ring. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Tess Taylor is okay. was like an in association with the Bling Ring, and that's why that comes up. I want to read this email. I'm on airplane mode. From my mom that I got today. So if you didn't see on Twitter, a video of me making out with my dog posted on a porn website called motherless.com.
Is that true?
Yes. And it's like, it's not just any porn site. It's a porn site where like the worst shit happens. Like there's like, I haven't looked, but I've heard there's like rapes and like pooping on people. It's like a really bad site. Well,
okay, Esten, let me just tell you this right now. I'm going to go on a real big limb and say that there's not actual rape on this website.
I hope not. But that's
maybe
what someone
fake
said.
Rape.
Someone said that my video is worse than all the rapes.
It was under the rape category.
And I got this email from my mom this morning that says, Esther,
you're grounded.
Esther, please take that video down of you and Pepper on that porn site. That's disgusting. First of all, I'm not the one that put it up there, Mom. A stranger did.
Yeah. Do I have to talk to her?
Yeah. That's disgusting. What kind of image are you trying to set for yourself? You are way better than that, and I better not see this email on Twitter. And if you have it posted anywhere else, make sure you take it down from there. Talk to you later. I love Mom.
That's a classic.
I responded that I'm a drug addict and I'll see you in rehab. I haven't heard since.
Your dad and I have something in common right now.
Let's hear it.
We're both, we both love your mother. And we're both super addicted to The Sopranos.
Right.
And I just wanted to bring that up. And
I wonder if that's like a former addict thing that they go to Sopranos. Because, well, can I?
Yeah.
You have an addiction problem.
Man.
My dad has an addiction problem.
With?
Well, I probably should just leave it at that.
Okay,
he's
the best.
If he can hear this, he's already pissed. But so maybe you guys both like get that out by watching The Sopranos. My dad calls my mom Carmella. Do you have a Carmella?
I do have a Carmella.
Is it me?
It's you, Esther. No, Esther, I want to talk about how I texted you the other day, and I said, hey, if I was to like a girl, would you get mad?
Yeah.
But, like, and I was fully, like, pretending like it was a hypothetical case, but there is, like, someone right now who I like.
You like him?
Yeah.
Is it a boy?
It's not a boy.
Is it a dog?
It's not a dog,
Esther.
Is
it a TV show?
I do have a lot of TV shows I like.
What is it?
It's just a
girl you met on Tinder.
I didn't meet her on Tinder. By the way, can we talk about how Tinder's out?
Yeah, but we first have to say that you absolutely met her on Tinder. How else would you have met her?
I don't want to talk about this, Esther.
Okay, Carlos met his future wife on Tinder, and that's amazing. I want to meet my husband on Catfish. It's Max.
I know. Okay. It's.
You know what?
Nothing.
Someone that works on Catfish? An old producer on my pilot.
She's so pretty. There's this girl that worked with Esther, and I met her.
She was my basically full-time assistant during the time that I shot.
I really
MTV
hope she
pilot.
Doesn't hear this.
No, she calmed me down when someone touched my food.
Someone touched Esther's Thai food on accident. They like took half a bite out of it, and Esther went into her room / trailer where her clothes were everywhere. And Esther's the first person in TV history to live on the set while they're filming. She locked herself in there, and they had, like, people that are paid, like, a good amount of money to make sure the shoot's going smoothly, basically putting everything on hold to see if Esther's Thai food was okay. Esther, of course, said, no, the Thai food is not okay. I need that dish again, untouched by a cast member. I had to go in there. If you were to walk into the scene, it was Esther just draped on her bed under the covers, depressed, like she had postpartum or something. A producer with like headphones and walkie-talkies and stuff, like just being like, over, is she okay? Over, just like, me just being like trying to calm Esther down, other cast members coming in, Esther trying to fire people. That it's just
there's an ugly side.
Yep.
I was never.
Do your
mean.
Fans know about this side? The
no.
side I know?
They know. I mean, I don't know what they know. I don't keep track of what they know. I think they know a lot.
You don't know what they know? You're only in 100% control of that.
It's definitely a good thing that my first pilot that I was starring in and producing didn't get picked up, because I was definitely in a weird...
That was a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Bad thing for me.
Because now
I have
you have
nothing.
Nothing
now. All I have is a burnt DVD of it.
That even
I watch,
that
I watch
shouldn't,
every night.
Even that I should have
Am I
confiscated.
In trouble? I wake up and there's like three men in suits and sunglasses and guns looking for it, tearing apart my place with a baseball bat.
Oh my God. Anyway, you met your wife on Tinder. And that's sad for your kids.
Stop. We're not going to talk about this.
Okay, but
Why
should...
do you think I'm going to have kids?
Because you want them so bad.
That's not true.
Which is a good sign. It means that you're an evolutionarily evolved human.
Okay. Birds want to have kids. Every animal wants to have kids.
But some
they
don't.
They want to procreate.
And then that's the end of their genetic line.
Yeah.
And did you know that evolution is just when DNA, or it's when atoms make mistakes copying themselves.
Really?
It's like an error. Like, so if you have really pretty blue eyes, that was like that's like a genetic mutation.
Oh, I
so like my beautiful perfect lips and my nice boobs are.
You do have really nice boobs, and I think your fans already know that because they say graphic stuff about you on your Instagram.
My friend said that they're a waste.
I didn't laugh because it's true. I laughed because it was just funny.
Thanks. Anyway, because I'm reading this book called The Selfish Gene, and it's all about evolution. It's really good. It's really dense, though, and it's hard to read. And I've been reading it for like 2 weeks, and I'm
Do
only
you think
on page
I would
20.
Like it? You're only on page 20?
You'd have to like really commit to it to give it a try.
Yeah.
But I suggest everyone tries it because
I'm interested
I feel
in stuff
dumb.
Like that.
Then you should totally read it. But I was also reading that like, if you have big boobs and, like, mm-hmm. nice lips, that just means that you have high amounts of estrogen in your body and that you appear to be a good mate. I mean, this is basic stuff. Everyone knows this. But, like,
you
a small nose... Well, I was just reading about it.
Okay.
A small nose for a girl, big eyes, big lips, big boobs, that means that, like, you're going to be a good...
You
mom.
Appear to be a good mom.
Yeah, but it also just means you're a hot chick.
What is that the case for guys? Would it be just like a tall guy?
I think that it's just a big guy.
Yeah.
I think present day it's like a smart, rich guy because he has resources to like feed your children.
Yeah.
But it used to be like a big, strong, scary
But that
man.
Won't be in your genes for like 1,000 years.
A rich guy?
In 1,000 years, all women are going to be attracted to Japanese businessmen. But, like, they should be attracted to them today because they'll take care of you.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I like stuff like that. It's interesting.
But I wonder if it'll come back around in thousands of years to you need to be a big, strong man and not just
be a
Japanese
businessman. Yeah, like, your society were to collapse and, like, you needed, like, men to, like,
Yeah, the
move.
Sun's going to explode at some point.
Says who? Is that real?
Someone.
Someone probably has said that before. I agree with you.
But, yeah, so... Oh, I'm also in super hot chick mode right now. So, super hot chick mode is when you only want to be around super hot chicks and do the things that they do.
It's you like 330 days out of the year. There are 365 days in a year.
I know.
There are like those other days that weren't accounted for were like Sundays where she forgot about stuff.
But guys can be in super hot chick mode, too.
That's very true.
You just
I know guys like that, like, go out in hot chick mode. Like, they won't... Like, they'll only go out in, like, Hollywood or something.
Yeah, or it's just you could be in super hot chick mode from the comfort of your own home. You're just Googling hot chicks, reading about them, looking at their
You get me
pictures.
Into that.
Yeah.
Like, I followed the girl from the Blurred Lines video because...
Oh, yeah.
Just life-changing.
Emirata on Instagram. I followed her before
She's in
the
L.A.
video.
Right now.
Whoa. We got to find her. She's like the president for us.
She's amazing.
She's the Obama of us.
It's true.
Whatever that means. You think that Tinder is out?
I think Tinder's out.
Why? Passcodes on your phone are in.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done it.
It's the next level.
What's your passcode?
1111.
Yeah, that's probably what mine will be too.
Why did I just tell everyone my passcode? It doesn't matter because it's pointless. But passcodes are in because it shows people around you that you're at the next level. And you know how some people on their iPhones, it says a preview of the text, but someone just says iMessage?
Are you doing iMessage
right
now?
I'm on iMessage mode.
Jesus.
I know.
I have a lot to do in my car.
This is next level shit, okay? And I'm also just whatever.
No, I like this. I need to know. Because
these are the things that my listeners need to know. You want to have a passcode. You want to take the preview option off of your iPhone. Why? Because it shows people that you have secrets.
Yeah.
And you're not going to share them.
Okay. I guess I got to do it.
And also celebrities have it. I was at a baby shower and one of the really pretty stars of a cool TV show was there. And
Neve.
Not Neve. And she, I looked at her phone because obviously I did
that.
Yeah,
you have to. What was her background? Like her family or something?
I don't remember what it was, actually. It was something that didn't stand out to me. Okay. And she had the previews off. Like, so it just said text message.
What's your background right now?
It's a picture of my parents' dog that's sick. Duncan.
Okay, that's kind of a classic, like, hot chick background.
A dog?
Mm-hmm.
What are other classic hot chick backgrounds?
Not
other hot
palm
chicks.
Palm trees and sunsets.
That's skyline like, view things.
No, that's like a cool person's. That's
flowers? No, that's
no,
so
that's lame. That's like so easy because all you do is like go up to it and
I
take.
I don't know. Can you guys tweet at me and maybe Carlos what a hot chick's ideal phone background
or
is?
What are your favorite iPhone 5 backgrounds?
Only iPhone 5. If you don't have, Carlos likes to exclude anyone that doesn't have an iPhone 5.
That's not true. I've never done that before.
I'm open to Samsung Galaxies.
I'm open to tablets. To Blackberries.
I'm open to Blackberries. I'm open to Nokias. What's your phone background?
If you have a flip phone, tell me your background.
What's your background and what's your ideal hot chick background?
If you have a flip phone, your background is criminal. It's a good joke.
I don't get it.
Like, you're a criminal if you have it, because it's like, you just got out of jail, you can't afford.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
No, Tinder's out.
Why?
Because I talked about it with a couple people, and, like, people that usually wouldn't be on it are finding out about it.
Like who?
Just, like, random
losers,
people.
Losers? Big fat losers?
Exactly.
So, that's the thing. Tinder's out. Get out early.
Yeah,
sell now. Sell your Tinder. What that means is... Delete it, really.
Or no, you have to deactivate it on like your settings because I have several friends who have just deleted it and they're still on there.
Fuck. Get off Tinder now.
Yeah.
But is there weight in staying on there and having people say yes to you and then you never say yes to them? So you're just always a lost Tinder, like the Tinder that got away.
That's cool. It's just not for me.
And it's embarrassing to still be on Tinder.
Exactly. Like, I want people to know, hey, that guy's out. Oh, I'm 1 mile from him. He should be online. He should be showing up on my phone. But he's not. That means he's out of Tinder.
Yeah. You got out soon.
You have to. You go in, you strike while the iron's hot,
and
you get out.
You get out. This is basic marketing 101.
Yeah.
Or is it stock marketing 101?
It's something like that.
Like, when you're on Wall Street...
I'm still glad after that we didn't go to college. Like, I don't regret it still.
You had to say that. Tinder's IPO, initial public offering.
Whoa. I didn't know what that is, but I watch Newsroom.
I don't fuck Newsroom. I hate Newsroom.
I know
it's
you hate
so
it.
It's so boring.
I loved your Orange is the New Black Facebook status.
Oh, Orange is the New Boring and Poorly Acted.
But with an F word, yeah.
It's boring. It sucks. I don't like it, but I will give it another chance because people got upset at that status. Look, I got to tell it like it is.
I think one person got mad and you got worried.
Orange is the New Black is a show on Netflix about lesbians in prison or something. And there's
by
tits
the creator
in the
of Weeds.
Yeah, but it seems
and I didn't
like poorly
Weeds.
Shot. I didn't watch Weeds.
It wasn't good. Everyone loved it. And I was like, it's not funny. It's not good. I don't care.
Where were we? Tinder's out.
Tinder's out.
Oh, IPO. Little stock market tip from Esther. From Esther's dad.
Oh,
IPO
man.
Is an initial public offering. My favorite restaurant chain called Noodles & Company recently went public. What that means is
are you
going
to buy stock?
I might. What
it's
happens
really
that means is that that company now is now open to the public for
yeah.
the public to buy shares.
Facebook did that last year.
Yeah, and Facebook was the biggest, like, fuck up. It was bad. It went down, and people lost money. But with Noodles & Company, the IPO was so low that so many people bought it that the stock just like blew up and got so big immediately. I don't know where it's at now, but it's like been around 40. Anyway, if you don't know what Noodles & Company is, it's my favorite restaurant.
I don't know what it is.
You don't?
No.
Oh my God. It's like Chipotle, but with noodles. It's
Wait,
so
is
good.
It the new place across from the Arclight?
No, that's Shop House.
Oh.
And I heard that they're-
Because we have a mutual friend that said it wasn't as good as Chipotle, and
well,
I got mad.
Shop House is Asian Chipotle, and it's brand new, but I heard it's too spicy. So I can't get in on that, but I'll still try it.
Wait, so noodles? Do they have Noodles & Company in L.A.?
Not yet, but now that they've gone public, they might. They have it in the Midwest. I had it every day for lunch in college.
Really?
Yes, it's that good. It's Chipotle level and prices.
You heard it here first. Well, you heard it here for the millionth time, folks. If you're in the tri-state area.
But yeah, I also don't really buy stocks because I'm not rich.
Well, stocks are extremely expensive and hard to do.
Right.
You need to be able to like have them for 10 years.
Did you see the article that there was a dead shark on the subway in New York?
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's really gross.
I don't know anything about it.
Is this what New Yorkers do? They just deal with it?
Is New York in or out? They had 10 years. It's been 2 years since. We won't get into it.
Wait, what?
I was going to say 9/11. Like, I gave him 10 years to be cool.
Oh.
I liked him for 10 years. I watched a lot of Spike Lee movies, Die Hard 3. And now it's like you got sharks on your subway? Sorry.
I don't
That's
know.
Crazy.
I'm on the fence about New York because I had some...
No, I went last year and it was a lot of fun. I'm joking.
Weren't we talking about going again?
Yeah. Wait, are we still doing that? Just to tell you guys, Esther texted me middle of the night. New York trip, and I said yes, and she said okay, make plans immediately or something like that.
Me, you, and Amy.
I mean, I don't know the details of what you want to do in New York, but I'm in. A lot of late night food. Public transportation with you, nightmare.
Seriously?
Oh my God.
I've been to New York 5 times this year and I didn't take the subway once.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get around besides only taxis and town cars?
I only walked to where I was working, and then I just stayed in my hotel.
Wait, can I tell a story? Okay, so me and Esther are in Beverly Hills at Nike Town. We're looking for a jacket that I liked.
A woman's jacket that you liked?
Yeah, and I couldn't find it. So we went to Starbucks, and Esther's about to go to New York, and someone emailed her what hotel she's going to be staying at.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And it wasn't the hotel she wanted to stay at. And she was leaving like 15 hours from that very moment. And Esther almost did not go to New York because of this. It was a disaster.
I have a half joking.
I can't tell when you're
diva
joking.
Diva side.
It's because not half joke.
It's for the laughs. It's for
and
the
I
laughs.
Like that. And that's why like we're friends, I think, because I get that.
Yeah, that's why it comes out around you, because it's so funny to be a diva and be like short and fat and Jewish.
But like there are moments where I'm like, I don't know what's real anymore.
You're right.
No, I swear, like I actually think you're capable of like being like, you know what? I'm not going to New York anymore. Cancel everything.
That is true. I will cancel shit for, but not.
I try to get you to a party Saturday. I thought you were going to come up until the very moment where you said, oh, I'm at home now. And I knew you only went home to be funny.
It was in a dangerous neighborhood and I didn't want to park and walk.
That's where the scene is.
I'm not in the scene.
I wanted you to come to the party.
It would have been fun.
It would have been fun.
And I ended up going home and having the newsroom on the TV and I was like, I shouldn't be.
Okay, what's the issue with newsroom?
I can't even. It's so boring and I don't get it.
Okay.
Who cares about news stories that happened 2 years ago?
That's all my dad
Also,
says
I auditioned for it and I didn't get the part.
Really? So did Jeff Richards.
Oh my God. Did we go for the same role?
Like years ago. He auditioned for a guy on airplane. I remember that day. It was funny. The Lost.
What else do you have to talk about?
Remixes are in. Lana Del Rey.
I got to hear that. Dustin, what should we talk about?
Am I crazy? Did you tell the whole Michael Richards story?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, there's not really a story here. However, I was at the CBS lot for a meeting on Tuesday.
Cool.
And I was lost as
Ventura.
Fuck. Yeah, I was very lost. And I walked into the wrong building, and walked in on Michael Richards rehearsing a dance routine.
That's amazing.
It was crazy. It was definitely like very much a TV episode.
Did you get any pictures?
No, I didn't get any pictures, but I was like,
cooler.
I was like, I think I'm in the wrong place. Is this where this company that I'm looking for is? And yeah. They're like, oh yeah, it's upstairs. We interacted.
He said that?
The woman that was rehearsing, teaching him the routine. I really wanted to be like, I'm a dancer. Let me dance with you.
Help you. That's so cool.
Give me a part.
You grew up on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Are you? I'm obsessed with it. Were you like that?
Yeah, of course. That was I didn't watch Friends or
anything.
Me
any neither.
Of that
I didn't
shit.
Like it. It was too grown up for me.
Because we don't like Friends.
Because we don't have friends. Friendship might be out. I don't know.
Explain.
I don't like. It's just a lot of negative energy coming from a lot of people I know. It's like right now I'm in a mode where it's like you're either on board or you're not. I'm not waiting for anyone. I just want to get tacos late at night and like have laughs.
I feel like the episodes of my podcast that I allow you to guest host on are like updates on the scene.
I knew that coming over here.
It's like, this is what's in, this is what's out.
How do you feel about that?
I feel fine about that.
All right, good.
Because it's fun for me, and I hope that people like it. But to be honest, I'm just in super hot chick mode. It started by a girl that I met last night. She was drinking coffee, and now I'm drinking coffee.
From
this
where?
I got at a random place because I was in a rush.
To get
Silver
here?
Lake. I was in a rush to get to my workout class this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, still fat. That's the update. I am still chubby.
Oh, my God.
But I also had 3 condoms.
You look good on Hey Girl.
Thanks. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, if you want.
I don't know if they're going to air it anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't know what... There's like...
Okay, well... Yeah.
Carlos, you just made it so weird.
I got
it. Do you think I'm pretty?
Yeah, I think you're pretty. Just let go. You've been asking me that for years.
Do you like Klondike bars?
When I was a kid, I had them.
What flavor?
Just the regular chocolate one, I think.
I had Reese's vanilla. Klondike bars. I think that I liked them, and then I realized that Klondike bars are a low-quality ice cream bar. They're not creamy. They're not rich. There's no luxury behind that name. And
so get out while you can.
Get out while you can, and I have... Listen to this. I have a recommendation for a new ice cream bar that I found. I saw a commercial for it, and I was like, that looks too good to be real. Got off the couch, drove to Vons, and got a box. Actually, got 2 boxes.
The Vons a block from you? Okay.
We won't disclose locations, but...
I know.
So...
There are thousands of locations nationwide.
2 boxes... They're called Magnum bars.
Oh, my God.
And they are wrapped in gold, so it is funny.
That's good for laughs.
Yeah. They're called Magnum bars, and the flavor that you want is, I think it's called Double Caramel. And it's an ice cream, vanilla ice cream bar, dipped in chocolate, then showered with a generous layer of caramel, and then dipped in chocolate again. These are so good.
Really?
That I ruined like 3 of my days this week because of them.
How many did you have each day?
Well, I also, here's the thing. There's a catch. While I bought those, I saw the Klondike bars and I bought those too. So I've eaten most of those as well, but those are shit compared to these.
How do you feel
bars.
After you eat like that? When you just give in and you don't harness your serious addiction? How do you feel right after?
I feel bad, and I had to FaceTime one of my friends, and it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I had to fucking FaceTime somebody. That's how low I was.
I'm not big into FaceTime.
Get there, bro. Skype sucks. FaceTime rocks. Skype is
we
such
a bad
quality.
We have a mutual friend who's, like, pretty hip.
Yeah.
And they're the only person that FaceTimes with me. Oh, and I FaceTime with you when you were in Montreal.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. It was good for laughs.
Yeah. Oh, I know that this is going to air after this, but... This Friday, I'm going to be on Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
So you can probably watch that on YouTube right now, I think, when
yeah.
you're listening
or Vimeo.
To this. But also, maybe it'll be bad, so don't watch it.
It won't be bad.
I'm just kidding.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good about it. It was fun. It was such a fun experience
yeah.
because the person that books that show and that, like, runs the comedian side of things...
Mm-hmm.
gets comedians. Like, he understands comedians. He knows that, like, we're sensitive and a little needy. So he was, like, there, like, to answer questions. He was basically accessible the whole time I was there.
Cool.
And the episode, the day that I shot my episode, was a double taping. So, like, I got there. They shot an episode, so I had to sit through that. And then
you got there early?
Well, no, they told me, like, get there at 3. 3 to 4 is this other episode.
So not
and then
true.
4
I'm
to
joking.
5. 4 to 5 is my episode. I mean, I was so nervous because I had a day's notice to do it. And it was, I was, like, really scared. But they.
You had support system there, right?
Yeah. My friend Amy came. She was there with me, and that was nice. And they also, I mean, secrets of TV, you get, like, a cue card of your bullet points of your set.
Really? Do you keep them?
No, no. And actually, it's not a cue card. It's, like, a monitor. It's, like, a big flat-screen TV that just scrolls down your bullet points. And
okay.
Because I found out the day before I was shooting it, that I was shooting it, I, like, didn't have my perfect TV set all ready to go that was clean and that fit their standards.
Four minutes.
Wow. Well, they say, basically, like, when you do a TV set for a show like Ferguson, they want it to be about a four-minute set. And they say, I think 4 minute, 15 seconds is what they want, ideally.
Wow.
They don't want you to go under, this is what it is. Do not go under 4 minutes. Do not go over 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And I'm
so
like,
to hit like a tiny mark.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have this small window and I'm like, I have no idea how long my jokes are.
Sniper.
I have no idea what the laughs are going to be like. I was so overwhelmed with stress about this. And like, oh, and then I crafted my set the day before.
Did you want to cancel?
Yes, I did. I almost canceled.
Oh my God.
I had to craft my set the day before and then I went out to practice the set.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I met up with you. Yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
When? Oh, yeah. And the set that I had practiced, then that night I got home and was like, this set sucks. This is not a good set. And then I rewrote the set. And then I never even once practiced
that's
the set
so cool,
that
though.
I did.
That's like, that's awesome.
I mean, again, though, of course,
so
I've
you
done.
You were forced to do a good job.
Yeah, I was. I have done all these jokes before, but I'd never done them in that order. So I'm like, how am I going to remember these? So the bullet point thing on the monitor is like your friend immediately. And it was really stressful, but it was so worth it afterwards. And Craig Ferguson was so nice and like
cool.
He was just so nice.
Who are the guests?
The day that I taped, it was Jeff Goldblum, but it's the episode that I'm actually going to air on is the guest is Keith Olbermann. Is that
Oh, from MSNBC?
Yeah.
Look, it's television. He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wears nice suits.
Why do I feel like Ben Affleck played him on SNL?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did I make that up? I don't know.
It's totally possible.
So, yeah, that's going to air Friday, and I'm pretty excited. I also spent 2 hours trying to find an outfit, and I couldn't find one. I mean, this
Wait,
is, like, very
wear?
Basic
Oh, also,
stuff.
Craig Ferguson is on a network called CBS, which is not being aired on Time Warner.
I know.
In Los Angeles, and I think America.
So I can't even watch it because my
of a dispute.
Yeah, that's the cable that I have.
And Esther's accusing me of lying that I don't have that I do have Time Warner.
Yeah, I think that you have something else.
No, I do.
The point is I'm not going to get to watch my first TV
so
set.
So funny.
It's fine. I didn't get to watch when I was on New Girl. Parks and Rec, I had to illegally download in my bed.
The New Girl issue.
What about it?
How you got New Girl.
Oh.
And you need to print out your sides, and you just had to come over to my place at a really inconvenient hour.
While you were with a girl.
To print it out.
I mean, we're making it sound like I do a lot, and I really don't. Like, it's really sad how many things I audition for and I don't get. Like, it's starting to really freak me out.
I wouldn't be freaked out. I feel like that's normal.
My dad said that rejection is my strong suit. So.
I think that's like that's not one.
I'm really revealing a lot about myself on this podcast.
That's
and
good,
I don't
being
know
honest.
How I feel about it. But you know what? There are people out there that want to know maybe what it's like to do your first set on TV. Although.
I was interested. I could have just texted you.
Well,
though.
I invited you and you didn't come, so.
Oh, that's right. Okay, let's not get
into
this.
Also, when you're a guest on a late night show, they like a car. because mostly they like fly in celebrities from New York or LA, and so they have like cars to come to your hotel. But my manager's like, "Do you want a car?" Like he was like, "You obviously
don't."
In
your apartment.
But they did. I did. I had a car, and it was really fun because I hate driving so much.
I know.
It's really hard for me because I'm scared of it.
I get it.
But anyway, my experience at Craig Ferguson was so fun, and I would probably, I would love to do it again. I don't know that I will, but it's definitely, it was, they made it as least nerve-wracking as possible, and they make it really easy and fun for you as a comedian.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was great. I also didn't, when I got the offer, I didn't know if I was going to do it or not.
Yeah,
I didn't
you were
know,
nervous.
Yeah, I also didn't know if that was where I wanted to have my first late night set, but I just decided that, you know what? They asked me to do it, and I'm going to be a trooper, and I'm going
to
do it.
Who did you talk to about it, like your dad and mom?
No, I didn't tell my parents about it until after.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they say?
They were, like, kind of excited. They.
Are you sure?
I don't think they care about me as a stand-up.
But when you're on TV, they're going to
like for
be
Parks
proud
and
of you.
Rec, when I had one line and like 4 seconds of screen time. They
oh, yeah,
were
but
so
your dad
excited.
Likes The Office better.
Oh my God, he hates Parks and Rec. My dad ripped Parks and Rec a new asshole. Like he was like, "It's so bad.
The show
it's
that
for
paid
babies.
His daughter.
It's for little babies." But the catch is, he loves The Office. So it's like, what's his problem?
The origin of that show.
Did we get to all the topics we wanted?
Yeah, all the like appropriate ones. Like, no, we didn't do, like, the backup ones I had.
Yeah, and I do...
We don't have to.
I do want to... Oh, Lady Gaga. This is interesting.
Yeah.
If you go to her Twitter...
That's her origin story.
She has a video of her online posted, and she's naked.
Really?
She's promoting this thing. I don't remember what it's called, but it starts with an A. And it's this weird method that people do to like meditate or I don't know what the fuck
so
it is.
Funny.
Seriously, you guys are going to want to know about this. It's so weird. She's made a promo video for their Kickstarter where she's just like going repeatedly and
weird.
She's dancing naked.
Completely naked.
In poses and laying in the forest. Like it's so weird. You have to watch it. It's on Vimeo. It's on a Kickstarter.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. So if you want to see Lady
Gaga naked.
I donated
to a Kickstarter.
Which one?
Melissa Stevens's.
For what?
Her movie.
Good for you.
Yeah. $10.
Lady Gaga's boobs are similar to mine. Although
really?
She's skinnier than me.
I feel
me,
like her boobs...
So they're a little smaller right now.
Yeah, because you have like really nice boobs.
Oh, thanks, Carlos.
Okay.
I mean, that totally made this sound weird. You have really nice boobs.
You do?
Ew.
Okay.
I feel so violated.
Enough. She's smiling right now, everyone.
My boobs are a size bigger 2 weeks out of every month.
Okay. That's
and then they
totally
go back
okay.
to normal. It's really difficult to sleep. Anyway, if you want to see Lady Gaga naked, go to her Twitter. It's there. And if you want to see a picture of a shark on the subway, Google that. Tess New Taylor on Instagram if you want to see a hot chick with tattoos and big natural boobs. And... Reminder that the hot Instagram girl of the week is Tess Taylor with 3 R's.
At the end.
3 R's at the end. This check her out. Also, I want to let you guys know that you can go to feralaudio.com/shop and pre-order a really cool Feral Audio t-shirt. And that is your way of contributing to a Kickstarter thing that we have going on. And you'll get a cool shirt and it'll be really hip and people will be like, "What's that shirt?" And you can tell them, or you can be like, "I don't know." It's just really cool, and if you don't know, you just aren't allowed to know. So I recommend that shirt. I'm going to be wearing it. You should wear it. It's cool. Support podcasts and love and peace and meatballs. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Coffee mode. If you have coffee tips for a starter, a beginner, coffee tips, hints, or tricks, tweet them at me.
Yeah, quit.
As always... Twitter, Instagram. My Instagram is Esther Monster. Carlos, what's yours?
At my Twitter or my Instagram?
Both, whatever. I don't
care.
I care.
Instagram's Herrera Carlos. Twitter is at CJ Herrera.
And please go to weirdadults.com to donate or use our Amazon affiliate link to buy things like gummy vitamins.
Question.
What's your question?
Do you get donations?
What kind of question is that? I don't know. Sometimes, yeah. We get really sweet donations, and sometimes we have dry spells.
Okay, I'm
and
just wondering.
And we're in a dry spell, and I get that that's my fault, because I haven't been regular on my podcast or my period. So if you want to donate...
I did an air take. That made me laugh.
We are going to be regular now. Period-wise, cool. I don't know, because I just never know. I get my period every 35 to 40 days, so it's always a little late, which is frustrating for me and anyone who has to have sex with me. So, because I tell them that I'm pregnant, because maybe I am. And if I am, I'm going to give it to my parents. Also, I have puppy fever. I really want a dog, and I've named my future dog.
So we got to wrap up the episode.
Okay, so tune in next time to find out what I'm going to name my future dog. It's a fucking cute, yet mature, yet food-related name. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Creepy little Esther, stupid little Esther. She's in California. She's become a weird
United States government. It is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.